much. Yeah, I speak on behalf of the Federal Ministry of Environment and Consumer Protection. And I would like to highlight that consumer protection and the energy transition can happen at the same time. What I would like to emphasize is that we can only advance the energy transition together with consumers, as we heard today. We are working to ensure that consumers are not negatively impacted by the energy transition, but are actively involved in determining, for example, how they get their electricity or heat their homes and businesses. And we also want to avoid excessive financial burdens for low-income households. The energy transition must be socially equitable. And a smart energy transition will cushion the effect of ever higher energy costs on consumers, because the fossil fuels we use today to produce all of our electricity and heating are finite. They will become more expensive in the foreseeable future. If we want to protect people from high energy bills, we need to promote energy efficiency and the shift to renewable energy sources. This is something we always have to keep in mind, yes. And I would like to first address the reconstructuring of our electricity markets in Germany. We try to tackle the climate crisis. We have to eliminate our dependency on fossil energy. To achieve this, we have to expand our renewable capabilities very quickly and then on a massive scale. We are working on this at European and national level. And how are we getting consumers on board? In addition to the massive expansion of renewable energy, more opportunities must be available for consumers to become energy producers themselves, for example, by making it easier to use self-generated solar energy, landlord-to-tenant electricity, or the energy from solar units installed on balconies. We also want to create incentives for consumers to use energy when it is plentiful, either because the sun is shining or the demand for energy is low. And we want to create better possibilities for consumers to share the energy they produce, for example, by improving the conditions for different kinds of energy cooperatives. This may even give rise to new solidarity models with subsidize needy households with low-cost energy. And regulators must be more vigilant to ensure that consumers' protection regulations are respected in all these different areas. Secondly, I would like to discuss heating. It is important that we achieve our climate targets in the building sector as well. Due to the rising prices of fossil fuels, such as oil or gas, consumers who still heat with these energy sources will increasingly face higher costs in the future. This is why we cannot longer rely on environmentally harmful gas or oil heating systems. Anyone who installs a heating system powered by renewable energy today is protecting themselves from unpredictable price hikes in the future. So here too, good climate policy is good consumer policy. We are therefore working on a law in Germany that will gradually ensure that newly installed heating systems run on 65% renewable energy from 2024 onwards. However, it is also clear that this transformation needs to be socially responsible. This requires an equitable structure of financial support that focuses on poorer households. The principle of leave no one behind also applies to the heating transition. Thank you.